This is a Gulf Stories moment made possible by StoryLab at the University of West Florida Innovation Institute.
Hello again, everybody, from the University of West Florida's Innovation Institute. I'm Christian Garman. Today I'll be talking with Dr. John Bratton, the Associate Professor and Chair from the Department of Anthropology, about the different types of shipwrecks that a maritime archaeologist is looking for. Hello, Dr. Bratton. How are you?
Hi, good morning.
Well, we know, sir, that you guys have found a number of important things. For instance, the Emmanuel Point shipwreck, the Don Tristan de Luna shipwreck. You found – how many of those boats have you found already?
Three.
Three already. And you know there are how many more?
Three more in the bay.
Three more in Pensacola Bay. Besides those sort of monumental finds for the state of Florida and certainly for this area, what are some of the other specific shipwrecks or types of shipwrecks that you guys know are out there and you really want to get your hands on?
Well, we're looking for a number of things that they happen to be underwater now, but associated with the history of Pensacola, the state of Florida, interesting things. One of the projects that I really liked doing was completely different, though. We went up in the Escambia River here, and we were actually looking for canals that had been dug to bring out cypress for cypress logging. And there was associated machinery possibly with that, and then these small boats that they used to move the logs. So that was interesting. We looked for remains from the old piers and things from Pensacola. Mm-hmm. If you look at the early maps, you can see there were bunches of those. Remnants of those are still there. We want to reconstruct that. Sometimes we're looking for things associated with logging, but not necessarily shipwrecks, with the fishing industry possibly. We've also looked at ballast piles, believe it or not. Ships would come into Pensacola and they would be heavy in ballast, but they wanted to pick up a big cargo of lumber and they would offload this ballast and it makes artificial land.
At what point does it become historical? Like, for instance, the moment a boat sinks, is it now a piece of history? Or are there, like, let's say from Hurricane Ivan, there was a shipwreck. Because it's connection to that very historical hurricane, does that give it sort of a next level of history? Or when do you guys know this is just a boat that sank and no big deal, or this is significant?
Well, there's some actually specific guidelines that we have for that. Okay, one is if it's over 50 years old, according to some of the groups who monitor archaeology. Another is if it was associated with a historical event or historical person. So it wouldn't necessarily have to be 50 years old. Or it could be, for instance, say it was a vessel type that was a unique vessel. And so even though it didn't quite have the age, but it's like the only one of that type.
Gotcha.
Or it's the best example of that type, then we might look at something even though it's not terribly old.
Okay, so there are some very specific guidelines for what makes it something, you know, quote unquote historical.
Yes, absolutely.
Very interesting. And is there something more recent that you can think of that you're like, I really hope we're able to find this? Again, maybe it was associated with a hurricane or some other sort of significant event. Is there anything that's not, say, you know, 150 years old or 200 years old that you're like, this is one that would be really a crown jewel?
Oh, sure. One project that we have right now, we have a student who's doing this for a thesis topic right now, is looking at submerged aircraft associated primarily with Naval Air Station Pensacola. Mm. But some of these ships, or airplanes actually, were lost after World War II. But they again, represent a type of historic aircraft. And gotcha. It's more a matter we want to document those ships right now. We're not airplanes. We don't really want to bring them up, but to document the history behind them and see how well the preservation is happening.
What a world, always looking for buried or sunken treasure. Pretty incredible. Dr. John Bratton from the University of West Florida, thank you, sir.
You're very welcome.
For more Gulf Stories, visit uwf.edu/gulfstories.